Yes, now typically when a federal or a federally assisted project is done and it has the potential to affect any historic building, a process known as Section 106 from the National Historic Preservation Act of 1966 kicks in. Now this project, because the White House, the U.S. Capitol, and the Supreme Court are exempt from formally initiating that process. However, this does not mean that in prior projects that have included minor things on the White House grounds, like the tennis pavilion or perimeter fencing or other changes, that they have not gone through internal advice and oversight on the project, as well as approvals from the National Capital Planning Commission, as well as from the U.S. Fine Arts Commission. So there are vehicles. Even though the exemption from 106 exists, there are wider executive orders, other procedures that need to be followed to make sure that the project will not negatively impact.
So you just heard the administration's response that there have been a lot of construction projects at the White House and that these critiques are just pearl clutching. What's your reaction to that?
Yeah, I mean, it is true. The White House is a living building. It has undergone various, and it should undergo these various changes. However, I do want to point out that in the list that was issued yesterday, if you look at it closely, all the changes after 1942 have been limited to the interior, and the ones on the exterior either involve simple restoration or minor site additions like the tennis court and the pavilion, which are limited by their scope, size, and visibility to have any negative impact on the historic building. This is really the biggest addition since the 1940s, and it's large in scope and size.